Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's the refreshing!
Welcome into another exciting edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey over the course of the next hour, and we've got a lot to get to. The Panthers right in the midst of their last Western road trip of the season, getting set to take on the San Jose Sharks tonight at 10 o'clock Eastern, 9:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. Quick programming notes for tonight. If you're tuned in, Miami-Dade and Broward counties, AM 790 WAXY is your place to listen. In the Palm Beaches, 1230 The Gambler and Real Radio 92.1, Real Radio 101.7 up on the Treasure Coast. And you can always go to the Panthers app, hit that radio button in the top right corner. You'll get our broadcast each and every game. So getting you ready for that, Panthers and the Sharks tonight, 10 o'clock Eastern. The Panthers wrap up this road trip tomorrow at 8 Eastern against the Vegas Golden Knights. Of course, like always, we've got you covered across the Panthers radio network for that. And the Panthers will be back home coming up on Wednesday against the Los Angeles Kings. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK for your tickets. Panthers Kings Wednesday night, 7 o'clock at Amerant Bank Arena. So that's a quick look at the schedule ahead. As far as the hour that's ahead of us here on Panthers Insider, we're going to recap the week that was. We'll have some highlights from a couple of Panthers wins over the Ducks earlier in the week. And since we last spoke to you, of course, we'll have some sound from Panthers head coach Paul Maurice. We'll hear from Etu Luostarinen, caught up with him yesterday as the Panthers are getting set to take on the Sharks. And I also had a conversation with Panthers captain Alexander Barkov. So we'll hear that coming up later on this segment. Coming up next segment, Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com and the Territory Talk podcast will stop by and we'll talk all things Panthers. And later on in the hour, we will get the opposing side of things. We'll talk to the longtime radio voice of the San Jose Sharks, Dan Ruzanowski, and find out how the Sharks are approaching tonight's contest against the Panthers. So a jam-packed hour for you here on Panthers Insider. Let's get right into it. Folks, you can take the next step in becoming the ultimate Panthers fan by joining the Panthers Kids Club. Kids 14 and under can become members for free and receive exclusive benefits, including free entries into monthly raffles, special offers, and more. Upgrade to an all-star membership to also receive a Panthers merch pack, two complimentary tickets to a select Panthers home game, and other additional benefits. Go to FloridaPanthers.com/kidsclub to sign up today. Well, I mentioned since the last time we spoke to you on Panthers Insider, the Panthers picked up a couple of wins over the Anaheim Ducks, the first of which was 1 week ago today at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. The Panthers won that game 3-0. Here are the highlights as they aired on the Panthers radio network presented by Baptist Health.
Recovering is Kulikov, and now in go the Panthers quickly. A shot, and they score, and it's Jesper Boqvist. He breaks the scoreless tie. 8:38 to go in the second. It's 1-0 Panthers, and Jesper Boqvist comes through. And now it's Vetrano to center. He lost control. Back in go the Panthers. Lundell. He lets it rip from the near circle, and it rolled by Gibson. They score! Anton Lundell got that one on net, and Gibson couldn't handle it, and the Panthers double their lead. It's 2-0 with 15:17 to go here in the third. Anton Lundell put it on goal, and Gibson got some of it, but not all of it. Truba spots a man. It's Lacombe to dump
again,
it
again. Let's go. Knight roll with it.
Is going to hand it off for Forsling. He lifts it all the way down, and he scores. Gus Forsling from way downtown, an empty netter to make it 3-0 Panthers.
So the highlights from the win there, and here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice with thoughts on that Panthers 3-0 win over Anaheim.
Well, the penalty kill would be the big start when you're in the box for 7 minutes, and Sam Reinhart doesn't do that very often, so that's a big chunk of time in the first, and that game can go either way, especially coming off the Detroit game. And so getting that and being confident, and then you've also got four or five guys up front who don't penalty kill that have been sitting for a long time, and I thought we came out of that well and came out of it strong. We got back to us the structure of our game. We're not scoring on our best chances right now, but we are getting some pucks to the net. If they start to go for us, we're good. We're great. If they don't, then we can be a real good team in tight games.
And then in an interesting schedule quirk, the Panthers would go to Anaheim to start this current westward trip. They played the Ducks back on Tuesday, and, well, for the second time in a matter of a few days, they picked up a win over their 1993 NHL expansion cousins, the Anaheim Ducks. This one was a 5-2 win on Tuesday. Here are the highlights from that victory.
Matthew Tkachuk here in the near circle protects the puck. As it roll away, recovers, played one to Forsling, kicked back along here on the near side. Radko Gudas pounces on it for Anaheim. Troy Terry across ice feed. Lacombe can't clear. Panthers another chance. Barkov, Tkachuk in front, a chance. Reinhart, and he scores! Sam Reinhart, what a move! As he's able to slip a backhand down low, and this game is tied at one with 11:02 to go in the first. And here on the near side, Zellweger pinched in, couldn't work it down low. Back out come the Panthers quickly. Greer finds the trailer in front, a chance and a save. Dost on the rebound, they score! And it's Evan Rodriguez crashing the net. He was stopped on his first attempt, but he picked up his own rebound. And the Panthers have taken a 2-1 lead. Evan Rodriguez set up by Greer. Dostal made the big save on the first try, but Rodriguez stayed with it, and he's able to give the Panthers the one-goal advantage. Mikula dumps it down to our left. Dostal back behind the net. Handled by Truba. He gave it away. Far circle. Verhaeghe, a shot. He scores! Upstairs, Carter Verhaeghe out of the right circle, over the shoulder at Dostal. It's 3-1 Panthers with 1:11 to go here in the opening frame. Here on the near side, puck goes down to our left inside the Anaheim end, back behind the goal, getting there first, Mackie Samuskevich near circle, looks out front, Bennett a shot, and he scores! Sam Bennett stretches the Panthers' lead to 4-2, just 19 seconds into this third period of play. A huge goal for the Panthers there, Samuskevich to Bennett, and Sam Bennett gives the Panthers the multi-goal lead once again. Verhaeghe over on the far side, out to the point for Uvas Balinskas. Makes one man miss, cuts in top of the right circle. Balinskas, long shot, he scores! Uvas Balinskas through traffic, and the Panthers take a 5-2 lead.
That's how it sounded. Here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice with thoughts on that 5-2 win from Tuesday night in Anaheim.
Well, I like that we gave one up early. I guess that sounds silly, but the fact that, and it's a shorthanded goal, and we've been grinding on that. We're trying to get better at that. And I did not feel a sag at all in our game. Didn't love the 3-2 goal because I thought at 3-1 we were playing the kind of hockey that we could hang on to that. That's not the right word, that we could drive from the 3-1 game and kind of impose our game. Middle period, when you don't score on a 5-on-3, there's a sag. And I thought we were okay. And then, of course, really liked what the Bennett line did at the start, reestablished it, score a goal, then you're feeling pretty solid for the rest of the night.
Panthers head coach Paul Maurice there. So the Panthers took the front end of that back-to-back Tuesday night in Anaheim by a 5-2 score. They did lose Wednesday night, a tight one against the LA Kings, 2-1 the final in that game. So a couple of days off. Now the Panthers get set to take on the San Jose Sharks tonight. Now yesterday, after the Panthers practiced in San Jose, had a chance to catch up with Panthers captain Alexander Barkov. Always great to talk to him. The first thing I asked the captain was how he feels about the team's overall game right now.
I think it's right there where we want it to be. Like, obviously we can always get better, but I think the identity, we've been finding that lately, and we've been playing with it. We haven't been trying to do something different, not to come up with different ways to avoid our identity. So that's very good. Like, we play with the very hard and with very intense and we like it, so we're enjoying playing that way, and we want to keep doing that.
How much does it help that you guys not only have a veteran team here, a largely veteran team, but a group of guys where most of you have seen what it takes, and you're able to keep that eye on the big picture? How much does that help in terms of taking it day by day here, knowing that you know, you guys know what your eyes are on and what the prize looks like, and you know how to get there now that you've done it before?
Yeah, it's always good when you have the same core for a while, because you build the identity and it just keeps getting, you think it keeps getting better and better, like stronger and stronger every year. So we've been pretty much same core for a little while here. So we know what to do, kind of, and then just try to master it, perfect it. Every game we play, and every game we play, we want to be better. So It helps a lot to have a lot of guys who've been here for a while.
And I wanted to ask you too, just going back to the game the other day in LA, like I said, I know you guys didn't get the results you were looking for, but your next home game is going to be against LA coming up on Wednesday. And going back throughout your career, it seems like a lot of people have looked at you and Kopitar as guys that play a similar style of game. How much do you admire his game and what he's still able to do at this point in his career? And how much do you enjoy, you know, those matchups? I know it's a tough matchup, but how much do you enjoy the chance to be able to go head-to-head with a guy like that?
I enjoy a lot, like, obviously watching him play. He's probably the best to ever do it, like, play that style of game, like him, Bergeron, Taves, those type of guys, like, play like that, and then, like, leading their teams to Stanley Cups and playoffs, and obviously, like, building that identity around them. So I enjoy a lot, like, just being there and watching him play. Obviously, it's a really tough matchup to go against him, even on the face-offs and wherever. Like, when, you know, when he's on the ice, it's not going to be easy at all. So a lot of respect goes to him and what he's done throughout his whole career, and still being able to do the exact same thing that he was doing when he was young, and that's impressive.
I wanted to ask you about one of your teammates too. The next time you guys play at home, it's expected to be Dmitry Kulikov's 1,000th game in the National Hockey League, and I know this is a guy that you've gone way back with over the years. How excited are you for him to be able to achieve that, and you know, how proud are you of him for what he's been able to accomplish now in his you know, second tour of duty with the Panthers?
Well, yeah, it's an amazing accomplishment. It's 1,000 games in NHL is great, and for him especially, like, he's a hardworking guy. He works really hard. He's not doesn't really take days off. Like, his game is all about hard work and playing the right way and leading the team in the defense. So really happy for him and his family, and I'm really happy that I get to be here with him for many years, and especially my first years when he was here, he was helping me a lot to get kind of like get acclimated, if I say it right, to Florida and Florida Panthers, and kind of like teach me how to live there and how to first steps as an NHL player. And now he's back here, and it's great.
And now last one here, getting ready for a game against the Sharks, a team that you guys have seen this season, closing out the season series against them. What's going to be the big key in this matchup as you guys start off another back-to-back here?
Yeah, it's always same thing. Like, we want to play with our identity, and that we've been finding lately. So it's all about hard work and how we can do the right things while playing really hard. And that's all it is. Like, we want to play the same way every single night, no matter who we play against. And obviously, Sharks, they're a really good offensive team, so we have to be really good defensively.
Again, great to catch up with Panthers captain Alexander Barkov. Great conversation there. And the Panthers, they're ready for this one tonight against the San Jose Sharks at 10 o'clock Eastern. Lots more to come here on Panthers Insider. Later in the program, we will get the opposing side of things. We'll hear from longtime Sharks radio broadcaster.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Dan Rusinowski, but coming up next, Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com and the Territory Talk podcast. He'll stop by. We'll talk all things Panthers. Doug Plagan's with you. This is Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health. Hey, everybody, welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you talking all things Florida Panthers hockey. As always, on a Saturday morning, the Panthers in the midst of their trip westward, their last trip westward this season. Panthers and the San Jose Sharks tonight. It's a 10 o'clock Eastern time faceoff, 9:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. And if you're tuned in, Miami-Dade and Broward counties, you can find us on AM 790 WAXY, Real Radio 92.1, 1230 The Gambler in the Palm Beaches. Real Radio 101.7 up on the Treasure Coast and 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys. And, of course, you can always go to the Panthers app, hit that radio button top right corner. You'll get our broadcast each and every game. So the Panthers and the Sharks tonight. Panthers coming off a tight one, though a loss, a tight one a couple of days ago against the LA Kings in Los Angeles. That was a 2-1 final. They started the trip off way back on Tuesday night. Feels like a long time ago, with a 5-2 win over the Anaheim Ducks. Again, Doug Plagans with you, joined by a special guest this segment from the Territory Talk podcast, from FloridaPanthers.com, from the second intermission of every Panthers radio broadcast. He is my friend and yours, Jameson Olive, kind enough to rejoin us here on the Panthers Insider Show. It's been a little bit since we've had you on the Panthers Insider Show by your standards, but great to catch up with you. How's the trip to California been for you so far?
Doug, I've been on the outside for so long, just face pressed up against the glass, waiting to get back in to the Insider Show. But no, it's been a great trip for me. This is great because this is actually my first ever time coming to San Jose. So after this, I will have officially hit every arena in the NHL, which is great. It took me about a decade to get it done, but I got it done. But it's been a good trip. And you look at, obviously lots going down in Southern California. It was nice to talk to some folks down there, see what they're going through. And like you said, a tough one against the Kings, but a game that I really liked, honestly.
I think there was a lot to like in that game. And of course, they started the trip off with that win against Anaheim. Not to undermine an opponent, but in the Panthers situation, you want to take care of the teams that are below you in the standings. So that was an important one to get to start the trip. But looking at that LA game, again, even though the Panthers would have liked to have won the game, this has been a theme lately, even in some of the losses. And that tells you this team is trending in the right direction at the right time of the year. Even in the games where they haven't liked the result, seems like Paul Maurice has really liked a lot of what he's seen in the way that the team looks in those games. And I thought the game against LA was another example of that. It was a tight game against another team that has high playoff aspirations, a 2-1 loss on the road, but a lot happened there that you can live with.
Yeah. you're right, and I know it's tough because you hate the moral victories, but this is a team, like you said, that kind of is more focused on trending than anything else. They're not worried about their spot in the playoffs. They're not worried about, you know, filling up the score sheet any given night. They're just worried about playing a certain way so they look a certain way come playoff time. And, you know, they only allowed two goals to the Kings. You know, that's been a nice little stretch here where they have allowed two or fewer, getting back to that defensive side of the game. The forechecks looking good. In L.A., that's kind of the only thing that they kind of pulled up on there in the third period, which cost them a bit. But, you know, they were the team on the second half of back-to-back. Maybe they lost their legs a bit, which is to be expected. But, you know, overall, let's not forget, the Kings, I believe, are now 15-3 at home. They're the best home team in the NHL. They're a really good, sound, structured team. Not a lot of superstars. Yeah, you have Anze Kopitar. You have Drew Doughty. But overall, they just got a lot of really solid players on that team. That's why, typically, they don't score a ton of goals, but they don't give up a ton either. We saw that against the Panthers. But you even look at the goal the Panthers gave up in those games. Not really breakdowns, just some bounces for the Kings. And when you get two really good defensive teams together, usually those games do come down to bounces. And the Kings just got one more than the Panthers did, and here they are, no points. Probably deserved at least a point. Would have loved to have seen that get to overtime, but you're not sweating that. You know, the Panthers have still won three of the last five. I think you're really waiting for them to kind of go on that run they haven't been on a bit, where you look back at a 10-game stretch and maybe you said, okay, they won 7 of 10 during that stretch, and there's a chance for them to keep doing that. Like I said, they won 3 of 5. They can keep building a big one against the Sharks here, a big opportunity to get two more points and kind of start building that stretch they need. But overall, I mean, they're still in a great spot in the standings. They're still waiting for a couple of their big guys to kind of get into a rhythm here and kind of have some of those goals start flowing back. And, you know, honestly, the game against the Sharks is the perfect recipe for that.
Yeah, we're going to get to a number of things about the game against the Sharks, but also a little teaser, the LA Kings will be the opponent the next time the Panthers play a home game at Amerant Bank Arena, and that's going to be coming up on Wednesday at 7 o'clock, so you don't want to miss that. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK, of course, to get your tickets. I'm Doug Plagans alongside Jameson Olive, kind enough to stop by here on this edition of the Panthers Insider Show. You know him from the Territory Talk podcast and FloridaPanthers.com. And I guess you mentioned it. Let's dive right into it, and then we'll get to some other things. But this matchup tonight against the San Jose Sharks, a team the Panthers have seen once this year. They have a win against them. San Jose, a team very much in transition, in a rebuild. They have some really nice pieces in place. But I think the big thing here, this is another big test, front end of a back-to-back, and a Sharks team that, while they are young, they're getting things on the right track, and they're going to make you work for it tonight.
They are. I'm going to follow them under, they're not a bad team anymore. I know the record's not good. I know they give up a ton of goals, but they got some firepower. They can beat you any given night. Macklin Celebrini is a huge part of that, and I'll get to him in a second. But they're not a team you can take the night off against. If you do, they're going to find a way to get 5-6 goals, and you're going to say, what the heck happened? And I know they haven't won a lot lately, but they can be that team. They can surprise you, especially in their home barn here at the SAP Center. So for the Panthers, it's a game they really have to come into. And like I said, not just win and play your game, but it's a great opportunity to have a couple of those guys that are a little cold right now to get some goals, to get some points. It needs to be a point night. This needs to be a game where the Panthers get four or five goals and get a couple guys feeling good. You know, the Sharks, like I said, second worst defense in the NHL right now. And the only time they really weren't allowing a ton of goals is when they had Mackenzie Blackwood, who could steal you some games. And now he's in Colorado. They traded him. So this is a game where you don't want it to be 6-5. You'd like to find a way to make it 5-1 or 5-2. So you get the offense without sacrificing the defense. But like I said, you can't expect that. As well, you gotta fight for this one. You gotta play hard for this one. And you know, looking at Macklin Celebrini, a guy you and I have talked a lot about, we don't see him a ton. We only see him twice a year in the Western Conference. But he's a guy that I think maybe has the Calder locked up at this point. Obviously, you know, they got a great defenseman there, Montreal and Hudson. But you know, for the Panthers, you know, he's a guy that you got to keep your eyes on. He's a great two-way player, even as a rookie. He's almost a point per game player as well. I mean, I feel like we're going to have a debate for years to come about the Bedard versus Celebrini, and just this season alone, I'm taking Celebrini, which is crazy to think. You'd be crazy to say that a year ago, but I really like the two-way game he's coming into the NHL with. So he's a guy you have to circle, you have to watch. He's probably going to see a lot of Sasha Barkov, which is great for the Panthers, and honestly a great learning experience for Macklin Celebrini. If you can find a way to get a couple of shots past Sasha Barkov, to maybe streak up and down the neutral zone, get past him a couple times without, you know, losing the puck, that's a great learning example for him. So it's going to be a tough matchup. Maybe it doesn't look that way on paper, but like I said, it's a game you can't take lightly.
Twofold going off of that, I agree with you. I think we're going to be looking at Bedard versus Celebrini long term, even though they are from different draft classes. And I know it's tough to prognosticate when you look at 18 and 19 year old NHL players, but just based on what we've seen so far, it wouldn't surprise me if down the road Connor Bedard's the guy that has more goals, more points. Macklin Celebrini may be the guy that has a lot more of those little things in his game. And I think at the end of the day, he is a guy that the Sharks are going to be able to match up against the Barkovs and the McKinnons of the world long term, and that's going to be certainly something that is going to play in their favor down the road, to be able to have a guy like that that they can use in those situations. He's Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com and the Territory Talk podcast, getting you set up for the Panthers and the San Jose Sharks tonight in San Jose. But Jameson, just looking back over the last handful of games, going back to the victory that started the road trip, the Panthers over the Ducks back on Tuesday night. They got a spread out offensive attack in that one. Just going back to the start of the road trip, what'd you like from the way that things started there in Anaheim when the team had the 5-goal output back on Tuesday night? I know it feels like it was a long time ago now, but again, that was one that I know the Panthers liked a lot because they fell behind early. You don't like falling behind early, but fell behind early, had a quick response, and took over after that.
It's exactly the blueprint for what I was talking about, what they need against the Sharks. It's a game where they found a way to get their goals, but also they were sound defensively. Sergei Bobrovsky was also really solid in net, you know, didn't give up anything after the first period, which you love to see. You love to see your goaltender shut it down as the game goes on. But for the Panthers, you know, I like how they spread out the offense. You know, 5 different goal scorers, 11 different guys got a point. Would be great to see that here again in San Jose. But in terms of that game, also just coming on the road and taking the opponent seriously. Obviously, they beat the Ducks. They shut them out in their last game at home before the road trip. You could easily walk into that game and say, you know what, we just shut out these guys. We're going to coast. This is going to be great. They didn't do that. They took it seriously, and they found a way to be even better, you know, in that second game. And it's a great way to start the trip. You know, obviously they didn't get the points they want in LA, but I think because they played so well in Anaheim, they played well and they had a great start against the Kings. Like I said, that game could have gone either way, you know, but like I said, it's just taking those opponents seriously, getting the points you're supposed to get, because at the end of the year, if you do that, if you take care of business, we know how good the Panthers are when they face those former playoff opponents. We've seen it all year long, and those really big powerhouse teams. But if you take care of business against the teams in the bottom of the standings, you're going to be fine come year end.
Another one of those playoff opponents from the last couple of years coming up tonight. We'll get to that in a moment. Spencer Knight's game lately, just in terms of the body language, command of the position, he just looks like he's been so fundamentally sound. And I know, kind of a tough luck loss back on Wednesday night. He only gave up the 2. He was outstanding once again. It was his first blemish on his record in the 2025 calendar year. Just in terms of the eye test, what stood out the most to you in these last handful of starts for Spencer Knight, because he's looked really good?
It's just the confidence. It's the confidence in the positioning. And, you know, you talk to any player on the team and they'll tell you Knighter makes it look easy, because he does. He's always in the right position. He rarely has to make the sprawling save or the crazy save. He'll give you that when you need it. But for the most part, he's just so positionally sound that it looks easy during games. But then you go back and you look at the underlying numbers after a game and you're like, man, he had 7-8 high danger saves that game. I don't even remember them because he is that good. So for him, let's not forget, he's only 23 years old. He came into the league so young. I mean, you play a playoff game so young against the Tampa Bay Lightning. It's been a little bit of a journey here for him, but now he's finally, I think for the first time in his career, really settling into an NHL role every day. And obviously he has a great mentor in Sergei Bobrovsky. They're a great 1-2 punch for the Panthers, but just on the season now, save percentage sitting at .907, which is really good. And, you know, an article came out not too long ago that basically over the last decade, save percentages overall have been going down. So a .907 in today's day and age is really, really good. And he's got a pair of shutouts, obviously shut out the Ducks in that last game of the homestand, which was great. So I think for him, it's just rhythm and confidence. And, you know, last year was about him playing a ton. He went to Charlotte, played a lot of hockey. He was their number one goaltender, where once he got those reps, now he's back up in the NHL and he can play, you know, every now and then. He doesn't have to play every single day and still find ways to improve. And I think, you know, by the end of the season, you're going to see maybe like a 50-32 split with him and Bob, with Bob getting the 50, him getting the 32, which is, for a 23-year-old goaltender, that's a great amount of games. That's a great amount of experience. And he's looking at a guy now where you can say, like I said, 23 years old, this could be the goaltender for the next 10 years at some point down the road. He really has that, you know, that confidence, and obviously he's got the pedigree with his junior career and how good that was to be a guy you maybe can count on for a really long time.
Yep, talking about Spencer Knight there, the Panthers, who's had a handful of really nice starts here in the 2025 calendar year. Jameson Olive joining us here on Panthers Insider for a few more minutes. Jameson, tomorrow, not to overlook tonight's game, but tomorrow is the second end of a back-to-back, and the Panthers are going to be a busy team when it comes to back-to-backs the rest of the way on the schedule. But tomorrow night in Vegas, and even though the Panthers had redemption last year and were able to ultimately get back to the Cup final and finish the job, and maybe it's only in our region, but do you feel like there is a little something special when you see the Panthers in Vegas? A little something extra maybe would be the word when you see the Panthers and the Vegas Golden Knights hit the ice against each other. I feel like any time you have teams that meet in a Cup final, they are, in a sense, at least for that era, while you still have a lot of the familiar faces involved, they are forever linked to an extent. Are you looking forward to tomorrow night's matchup? Not only for that reason, but for a number of reasons. It's another big test tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's number one. The fact that it is a playoff rematch against two teams with Cup aspirations this season. So just the that in and of itself makes it a heavyweight great matchup. But like you said, a lot of the same faces are gone from that series now. I mean, maybe half on each side, but for the most part, the big guns are still there for the Panthers. Matthew Tkachuk remembers, Barkov remembers, you know, Ekblad remembers. All those guys still remember that feeling. And I think that's more than anything what's going to bring it out in a game like that is, you know, yes, it'd be great if they were playing at Amaranth Bank Arena, but I think you get a little extra juice from the Panthers at T-Mobile when they're in Vegas because that's the site of the end. That's where they lost. That's where they lost the series. That's where they watched, you know, on monitors, you know, the Vegas Golden Knights lifting the Stanley Cup. And that's where that hunger kind of started to come back the next season and go on the run they did and win the Cup themselves. And, you know, I was there. I was downstairs after that loss, and it was just, you could hear a pin drop. It was a tough, tough place to be. It was a tough locker room, as it should be. You want that pain. Because, like I said, that pain is what breeds the success going forward. So I think even though they got their redemption, they went back and won their own Cup, I think anytime the Panthers step foot in T-Mobile, they get a little sting, they get a little sour, and you're going to see that on the ice. And I think it's going to be a great game and a great performance from the Cats, especially because also, let's not forget, after that game, they have a couple days off till they face the Kings at home. So it's an empty the tank sort of game. You can leave it all out on the ice in a game like that.
I wanted to ask you about the game on Wednesday against the LA Kings, and not just breaking down the matchup, but as things currently stand, Wednesday is set to be the 1,000th NHL game for Mr. Dmitry Kulikov, who was a Panthers first-round draft pick way back in 2009. Now he's in his second tour of duty with the Panthers, and you and I have talked about this at times here and there on the Territory Talk podcast. The last couple of weeks, I've gotten Jordan McPherson's thoughts from the Miami Herald about it. George Richards from Florida Hockey Now has mentioned Kulikov as well. But in terms of his overall body of work, by the time it's all said and done, he's going to be, you know, at or near the top in a lot of all-time stat categories for the Panthers. Just in your mind, his place in all-time Panthers lore, now that he's been a part of the Stanley Cup champion, he's been here for kind of two separate and totally different eras of Panthers hockey. He's worn both uniforms. He's one of the guys who's worn the old and the new uniform. What can you say about his overall place in Panthers lore when it's all said and done?
He's such an interesting case because, like you said, a first-round pick, and for a lot of years there, during some rough years for the Panthers, a lot of fans had Kulikov jerseys. He was still one of the big guns on some bad teams, to no fault of his own. He doesn't make the team, and obviously it was a different era of Panthers hockey before the Violas came in and, you know, changed everything, and then Bill Zito, of course, doing his work, but you know, you look at what he did and what he meant to the franchise, and I think easily, if he would never would have come back, I think he could have said, you just associate him with the down years. Like, I remember him, he was great, loved him when he was here, but that's just a different era of Panthers hockey that a lot of fans don't really think about too much, because obviously we've had so much success since then. But with him coming back, winning the Cup, getting a four-year deal extension, knowing he's going to end his career here, knowing, like you said, he's going to be at or near the top of a lot of defensive categories, already the franchise's all-time leader in hits, which is impressive. But I just think you asked me today and I had to say, you know, name your top 10 Panthers defensemen of all time, I think I couldn't get to 5, 6, or 7 without getting to Kulikov. I think maybe 5, maybe 6. So he's an all-timer for the Panthers. And it's funny, the franchise has only been around, you know, 31 years, and he's been there for a lot of those years. He's been there for a large chunk of the history. Like you said, a two-logo guy.
About a third of the team's history.
About a third of the team's history, a two-logo guy. Like you said, worn both jerseys. Only a couple guys have done that. So I think, you know, it's a guy that I think is only going to, you know, in terms of how we think about him, just get better with age. Just age like a fine wine. And I think, you know, 15 years down the road, you're going to look back and say, man, look at those numbers. Man, remember the play Cooley made to you know, save a goal, and then, you know, Reinhart gets the game winner in Game 7 against the Edmonton Oilers. I just feel like his career is going to age well, and he's only going to be more remembered. And like you said, if he, you know, plays out all these, the rest of this contract, and plays, you know, a lot of games each year, and all those numbers look big at the end, he's a guy where at some point you're going to say, maybe we should put number 7 up in the rafters, because those numbers look good. He's got the Cup, he's got the big play. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, obviously you and I, both two guys that really appreciate everything Dmitry Kulikov does. And I know a lot of what he does isn't big point stuff, but, you know, it's the big hits. It's the intense physical play. And you and I remember asked him one time after a big hip check, you know, that was an old school hit. And he said, I am old school. And there's not a lot of guys like that left that can be old school and do it cleanly. And he does that. So, yeah, just, you know, all, you know, shout out to Dmitry Kulikov, and a guy that anytime you make a first round pick like the Panthers did, all you can really hope for is a guy gets to 1,000 games. That's a good pick. And he did that. And a lot more to come. He's not done yet.
No, he's not. And he's continued to adapt his game, which has been so impressive. And I think when you look at the overall body of work there, Jameson, especially when you get into the conversation, and we're talking years and years down the road, but the conversation of something like raising a number to the rafters, for example, there needs to be cumulative body of work over time, but there also needs to be signature moments. And by the time it's all said and done, he's going to have both. And he's going to be associated with the pinnacle of hockey and Panthers success. Again, still lots of runway to go in his NHL career. He's playing at a great level right now. But by the time it's all said and done, he is going to have a pretty strong place in the all-time history of the Florida Panthers. A couple more with you here, Jameson Olive, before we let you get going. But tonight against the San Jose Sharks, game one of a back-to-back, what's going to be the biggest key for the Panthers here this evening? I know you touched on a little bit of it, and part of that is not taking the opponent lightly, even though they are near the bottom of the standings. This is a team that night to night, if you're not careful, they can burn you.
Yeah, I think it's cliche, but the biggest key for the Panthers is obviously a strong start. You always want one on the road. You always want a good first period on the road. But I think especially against a team that have the dynamic, like I mentioned earlier, that the Sharks have right now, which is kind of young and dangerous, is if you give them confidence, they get better. You know, their adrenaline gets going. They say, we can beat these guys, especially when you're playing the defending Stanley Cup champions. You know, the Panthers have a target on their back. The Sharks, this is a game they definitely circle. If you let them get confident, if you let them feel good, it's going to be that much tougher to come back. Whereas, you know, vice versa, if you find a way to get a goal or two early, put them in an early hole, it can be deflating for a young team. They can say, oh, here we go again. We've lost, you know, 8 of 9, and this is another one. So for the Panthers, I think, yes, it's a physical battle out there, but it's a mental battle in the first period. And if they can find a way to win that, take an early lead, I think they'll be fine.
And last thing here, how much are you paying attention to the standings? I just like to get a sense of this from people, because I'm notorious for being a standings watcher when everybody's still 0-0-0. As soon as games start getting played, I'm paying attention to the standings. Some people don't watch till the halfway point. Some people, as long as the team's record is fine, they're just you know, figuring that the number's the number, and that's what point total you need to be in a good spot. Where are you on standings watching?
Obviously the Panthers every single day. I just like to see where the Panthers are, how far they are at first, who's coming up behind them, things like that. But in terms of just general league standings, I'd say every couple days. And especially if a team that maybe I put in a certain box, if I then read something that says, you know, that team suddenly got hot, I'm like, well, how hot did they get? Let's find out, you know, how far they climbed the standings. So, yeah, I love it. I love watching, especially because we're at the point now where, you know, we're coming up on a little over a month till the trade deadline. It's starting to get to the point where some teams are starting to have to make some decisions. You already see the trade bait articles, and that's when teams kind of start getting put in boxes and they say, you know, this team's going to be a seller, this team's going to be a buyer. But there are maybe 10 teams that are right in the middle right now where they have about a month to figure that out. And that's when the standings get interesting. And that's when I really like tuning in to find out.
Competitive balance, that's the word. And right now you have a lot of it, because I'd say something like 25, 26 teams probably can look at the standings and say, we have a shot to at least be playing come game 83. We know the Panthers are firmly entrenched there and just looking to build their spot and get closer to that top spot in the Atlantic Division. Jameson Olive, thank you very much for stopping by. We will see you at the Shark Tank tonight.
Thanks, Doug.
That's Jameson Olive, FloridaPanthers.com. Kind enough to stop by here on Panthers Insider, 10 Eastern, 9:30 pregame across the radio network. Tomorrow, 8 Eastern, 7:30 pregame from Vegas. Back home, 7 o'clock Wednesday against the Kings. Panthers and the Kings on Wednesday night. And get all your tickets at FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, or by calling 954-835-PUCK. One more segment to go here on Panthers Insider. We're not done. Keep it locked right here. We've got lots more Panthers talk on the way. This is the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Roll out.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans with you talking all things Florida Panthers hockey as the Panthers are in San Jose getting set to take on the Sharks tonight. It's going to be a 10 o'clock Eastern time face-off. 9:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. We invite you to tune in. We'll be on AM 790 WAXY if you're listening from Miami-Dade and Broward counties. Real Radio 92.1, 1230 The Gambler in the Palm Beaches. Real Radio 101.7 up on the Treasure Coast. You can take all the guesswork out of it by going to the Panthers app and hitting that radio button in the top right corner. You'll get our broadcast each and every game, and that includes tonight's game against San Jose. Again, 10 o'clock Eastern tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern tomorrow as the Panthers wrap up this Western swing with a road game against the Vegas Golden Knights. The Panthers will be back home coming up on Wednesday at 7 o'clock at Amerant Bank Arena against the LA Kings. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. Get ready, hockey fans. The Panthers bring the excitement of the Winter Classic to the Sunshine State. Don't miss the unforgettable outdoor action as your Panthers face off in a historic showdown with the New York Rangers. Mark your calendars for January 2nd, 2026, and join us for a truly iconic event. It's time for hockey like you've never seen it before. Go to FloridaPanthers.com/Winter Classic for more information. Well, to look at the game tonight from the opposing side of things, we are going to bring on a special guest here. I had a chance to catch up with the longtime radio voice of the San Jose Sharks, Dan Ruzanowski. And, well, the first thing I asked Dan was, for somebody who doesn't watch the San Jose Sharks every night, how's the season gone for this team that's in transition, but a team that's showing some signs of things to come for the future?
Well, there's definitely light at the end of the tunnel, Doug, and here's the way I look at it. Every parent who has a 15-year-old kid wants to snap his fingers and turn him into a mature 25-year-old. You can't do that overnight. You have to live through the adolescent period. And that's really where the San Jose Sharks are right now. They've got a tremendous amount of young, talented players coming into the organization, a couple of whom are here and will play in tonight's game. But there are others that haven't even arrived yet. There are some that are in the American Hockey League with the San Jose Barracuda right now. There are others in junior and in college and so forth. But the guys that are here are really, really solid. And the other thing that's happening, too, is that you've got a great group of guys in the locker room. You need to have pros. And this goes back to the last time the Sharks did this rebuild over 20 years ago when Patrick Marleau was a rookie. And we had young players like Marleau, Brad Stewart, Marco Sturm, players of that nature that were here, Jonathan Chichu. And at the time, Dean Lombardi, the general manager, surrounded those guys with veteran players like Ron Sutter and Marie Craven and Ronnie Stern and Mike Vernon and Kelly Rudy. And so those guys were the ones who guided this young generation into the players that they later became. When they assumed the mantle of the leadership, then the Sharks were making the playoffs right away. So the question is, how do you get to that next stage as quickly as possible? Because that's exactly what Mike Greer's job is going to be. How to get that team back there. Part of it is you have to have draft picks, and they've had those. Part of it, you have to be smart with the guys you select. But part of it is you have to have those veteran guys. And that's why they have people like Tyler Toffoli now, and you've got Barkley Goodrow back here, and you've got Cody Ceci this season, and players of that nature that are all here to guide these young guys and show them the right way to prepare, the right way to live. And I think, you know, I even bring up something else, and that is Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith, top two draft picks in the last couple of years. Macklin Celebrini's living with Joe Thornton, and Will Smith is living with Patrick Marleau and his family. So they are actually getting firsthand experience and guidance. And I think that's really important in the preparation area. Part of it, you know, learning how to get a good night's sleep, how to balance life with the rest of your professional responsibilities, how to deal with some of the attention that you're getting. But also, more importantly, how to get through the bad times when you're depressed, when you hit the wall, when, you know, they haven't even done that yet because these kids have played college hockey. They played about 45 games max. Now we're getting to game 52. Going to be interesting to see how the next few weeks go when they deal with their bodies being sore coming to practice because they've been playing against the best guys in the world. So all of that, I think these veteran people, Thornton and Marleau at home, but also these other veteran guys are able to help guide these young players through that process to let them know that it's normal, that you have to fight through it, that there's a certain way to do that. And that's how the Sharks are going to get to be where they need to be.
Macklin Celebrini elaborating on his game, because I've seen him play one game in person. I've watched him on TV a good deal. And to me, the things you notice are the things that don't show up in the box score. He does things during the game that you don't usually expect out of an 18, 19-year-old player. What's the biggest thing you've noticed from his game? I feel like it goes beyond just the goals and assists with him.
Well, I don't even think about that. I think about the fact that he's a three-zone player and looks pretty mature in being that. He likes the physical contact. He anticipates exceedingly well where the puck is going, so he's got a good, really good hockey mind. But I think the biggest thing for me is I keep seeing all this stuff, making great defensive plays, being in position, even showing some leadership by yapping a little on the bench. This kid's only 18 years old, and I really am impressed with the type of person that he is. He's been prepared well. He's been around professional players his whole life, which you already know. But, and for fans that are listening, you know, his father is the director, vice president of performance for the Golden State Warriors. So, you know, he signs a contract with the Sharks at a BU, and he's got Draymond Green wearing a Macklin Celebrini shirt and coming to games or coming to news conferences with the Warriors. So I think that experience for him has been good, but it's not just that. I mean, it's the fact that he has the makeup of what I think is going to be a great superstar in this league. And I think the Sharks are really, really lucky that they were able to get him available when they got the first pick overall. It doesn't always happen that way, but I just think he's so impressive in all three zones. You watch him in this game, and the fans listening to him tonight, they're going to hear his name called in an unusual situation back in the defensive zone, starting a play that results maybe in a goal by somebody else or maybe even by him at the end. So he's got all the components to be a great star.
And the last thing, from the Sharks' perspective, what's going to be the biggest key for them here in this game against the Panthers?
Well, I just think it's getting through the tough times that I was talking about. They've lost five games in a row. They've really struggled late in games. They've been very competitive. Some people, the cynic, would say they're losing better. But it's not good enough for these guys. And I think they showed some of that emotion last game when they fell behind 3-0 to Nashville. Three fights in just a few seconds. The guys were very frustrated. They expressed it that way. Then they got back into the game and tied the score. I think that thrilled the fans here. But to me, the thing is just maintaining that consistency for 60 minutes, getting the big save from the goaltending when they need it, and making sure that they don't take their foot off the gas pedal, because they don't quite have enough to be able to withstand a team like Florida, a Stanley Cup champion. I think it's going to be a really interesting matchup.
Big thanks to Dan Rusinowski, the longtime radio voice of the San Jose Sharks, helping us get set for tonight's contest. Panthers and the Sharks from San Jose tonight, the second and final game in a two-game season series between the two teams. And again, 10 o'clock Eastern, we drop the puck tonight. We invite you to tune in tomorrow as well. Panthers and the Vegas Golden Knights, 8 o'clock Eastern tomorrow night across the radio
Network. And then the Panthers are back home for Wednesday night against the LA Kings. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. Hope to see you when the Panthers get back to Amerant Bank Arena coming up on Wednesday night. That's it for this edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Big thanks to Dan Ruzanowski for his time. Thanks to Panthers captain Alexander Barkov for taking some time out for us back in our opening segment. Thanks to Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com for stopping by. Thanks to Dan Day for the great work on the other side of the glass. And thanks to all of you for tuning in here this morning. It's the Panthers and the Sharks tonight. We hope to talk to you then. We're on the air at 9:30. Puck drop shortly after 10. Doug Plagans here saying thanks again for being with us. This has been the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.